Comey did what Clinton did, trade war with China. I'm Evan Haining. Former FBI Director James Comey's investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails focused on her use of a private server on which she conducted some government business. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports an ironic discovery by the Justice Department in its investigation of Comey's actions.
The Inspector General report did find that Comey himself used a personal email account to conduct official government business. Clinton responding with this stinging tweet, quipping, "But my emails."
The IG's report says it did not find Comey or the FBI acted on any political bias. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood is suing the Trump Foundation, President Trump, and his children. The suit claims the nonprofit broke federal laws governing charities for years.
She claimed that Mr. Trump often used the foundation to pay off business debts. He also allegedly paid for decorating one of his golf courses through the foundation. The lawsuit says the foundation illegally helped support the Republicans' presidential campaign by raising money at a national televised fundraiser in January of 2016 and then allowed campaign staffers to dictate how the money was spent in grants.
Only yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was thanking China for its help in getting North Korea to begin negotiating an end to its nuclear weapons threat. Well, today, pushback against President Trump's tariffs may mean another kind of war is imminent.
The U.S. gearing up for another trade war, this time with China. The White House is expected today to release a list of about 900 products, imports from China, that'll face costly U.S. tariffs of as much as 25%. And China has already said it'll retaliate.
Correspondent Tom Busby. The National Weather Service says two destructive tornadoes that touched down in Pennsylvania Wednesday night were classified as EF2, meaning they had top wind speeds of between 111 and 135 miles an hour. I'm Evan Haining.
Do you have money in the stock market? Are you watching it bounce all over the place? While you're focused on the short-term movement, you might actually be missing what time it really is. We are late in the business cycle. Interest rates are flying higher, and overvalued stocks and bonds are going to come down. It's time for a new strategy, gold. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsABetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. GoldIsABetterWay.com.
Deep in Trump country, Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt is running into protests.
The reason I'm here today is because dialogue matters.
President Trump's EPA chief has been touring the Midwest to hear out farmers and ethanol producers, partially in reaction to farmers showing their displeasure in rallies and on billboards with EPA policies they say have been hurting their business, namely Scott Pruitt's strong support of the oil and gas industries. They accuse Pruitt of waffling on a promise by President Trump to boost the use of ethanol and motor fuel, and complain corn prices are at or below the price of production right now, while oil companies are making record profits. The EPA blames a court decision for some of the slump in ethanol demand. Scott Carr, Washington.
Microsoft is working on automated checkout technology that could help retailers eliminate more jobs to compete with Amazon's new cashierless stores. In those stores, surveillance cameras track what people are buying. I'm Evan Haining.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 7.05, FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast. Rain already in the mix out there. He'll tell us more. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers working accidents northbound 65 thanks to the thunder showers that have moved through with cars moved off the roadways at the 46 and the 66-mile marker. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at the Carrot Pets Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, as well as Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Grey Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. And it all starts now at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. Register now through Tuesday in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Rainy weekend ahead. Full discussion of when exactly and how much rain. We'll get that from Dr. Bill at 7:35. Plus, Alec Naiman on the way. We'll find out what's cooking at 7:50. Also, continuing the update here from our news partners at WKRG. They search for a missing 86-year-old man going on the Tombigbee River there near McIntosh. They've been searching from about 9 o'clock last night. They had to come off the water a little bit for thunderstorms this morning, and the search continues now. Coast Guard using aerial assets in effort to locate a boater who is missing on the Tombigbee River. According to the Coast Guard, the man was thrown overboard when his boat struck an object in the river on Thursday. It seems like a stump, and they're coming into what we call the Olin launch up there at McIntosh near Cold Creek, and what I'm hearing this morning is the boat struck the log and then bounced from that into a buoy. And you have the big navigational buoys that are in the Tombigbee River for the barge traffic. And, you know, you have your red and green buoys. Those are solid metal buoys. But what we're hearing this morning, it hits the obstruction that we think is a log of some sort, then hits the buoy. The man was thrown overboard, and they're still looking for him. Once again, this is near McIntosh, and the search crews with Washington County and the Coast Guard still continuing this morning.
And it's still too early to know whether or not he was wearing a life jacket of some sort.
Right, that has not been reported. Mm-hmm. You know, we will, I'm sure, get more on this as we're getting more daylight and a better situation for the searches going on this morning. So our prayers with their families up there. All right, 7:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, we will get to yesterday's weather in a few short moments, but first this. A fatal motorcycle accident here in Mobile has claimed the life of a teenager. Authorities confirm the teen was killed Wednesday after running head-on into a truck. The victim is not being identified at this time, but we do know he was just 17 years old and riding a Kawasaki motorcycle on Glenwood Road in West Mobile. The 22-year-old driver of the truck has been identified as Brian McMahon. Both men are from Wilmer. The victim was pronounced dead shortly after that accident. How about that wicked weather yesterday? I don't know if either one of you were watching the skies, and it's like, it looked like things were just a brewing, literally.
Oh yeah.
And then forget raining cats and dogs. I mean, it was like llamas and zebras.
Raining llamas. I like that best.
Rhinoceros. But listen to this. At Baldwin EMC, about 6 hours ago, they tweeted out the following. An urgent request was issued to residents in Fort Morgan area. Please turn off AC units until after power comes back on. Major appliances all coming on at once is a huge load on our system. Of course, all of this happening because of Thursday's storm, which knocked down trees in Baldwin County, causing power outages in multiple cities. Baldwin EMC confirms that a tree toppled over on a transmission line, especially in the area of Fort Morgan Road. That's where more than 6,000 customers, they lost power. Crews were working for hours to try to restore that power. Once the storm did settle, more than 11,000 customers lost power in Gulf Shores and Fort Morgan. They say that power was expected to be coming back on in stages. Baldwin EMC thanking their members and their guests for their patience. You can follow them at Baldwin EMC on Twitter so you can get updates, because if you don't have a television, you know, you don't have power going on in the house, but you do have your phone, which you have magically charged. It's always good to get these updates. But I tweeted out a picture yesterday just before those the rain just came down.
Great shot.
Thank you. It was, you know, you see something like that, it stops you in your tracks, and then you say, I better hurry up and get to the car before I am caught up in all of this. But this is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, coming up, we'll update you on the story from out at Mobile Regional Airport last night. As a flight arrives, but there's nobody to help them deplane. No deplaning possible.
I remember that guy. I love Fantasy
Irving
Island.
Villages, right? To play
deplane,
tattoo.
Deplane,
deplane. All right. 712 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get Dr. Bill's forecast update in just a second, plus an update from News 5.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center, now facing Highway 59. For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects in a crime spree across Florida, including a carjacking in Pensacola, are in custody. Leslie Proctor and Anastasia Conan have been on the run for 2 weeks. They allegedly carjacked a woman outside a library in Pensacola. On Wednesday, police say they crashed their car in Jackson, Mississippi, and ran off. Police found Conan injured in a ditch and took her to a hospital. Yesterday, they found Proctor and took him into custody. The two are wanted for robberies in Miami and also have warrants out in Arkansas, Iowa, and Illinois. A 20-year-old Robertsdale man remains in the Florida hospital after being rescued from the waters of Perdido Pass. An Orange Beach police officer is credited with saving that man and another in the rough waters of the pass earlier this week.
If you step off that sandbar, you're going to get sucked out.
Officer Jeremy Moat says the pass can be treacherous for swimmers. Passengers on an American Airlines flight were calling our newsroom after sitting on the tarmac at Mobile Regional Airport for an hour and a half last night because the airport had closed and there was no one to deboard the plane. A manager had to be called in from 2 hours away. The passengers finally got off the plane about 1:30 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning, 714 on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. First round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills is over. And so far, the course is winning by a score of 151-5. Only five players out of 156 golfers are at even par or better after one day of carnage. With a lengthened course, tight fairways, and brutal wind conditions, the average score in round one was 76.5. That's 6.5 over par. Scott Gregory shot a 92. He would have been happy with 6 over par.
Yeah.
Because 92 is 22 over par. That's the worst round at a U.S. Open since 2002.
I've shot 92 before.
I have too.
Makes me feel better.
I probably would have shot a 192 yesterday.
You and I both, brother. You and I both.
There are four players tied for the lead at one under par. Number one ranked Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Russell Henley, and Scott Piercy. Former Auburn Tiger Jason Duffner is right behind that crew. He's at even par. Here's Dustin Johnson after finishing his round.
I felt like the USGA did a great job with the setup. I felt like it was fair. It was hard, but it was fair. It wasn't anything tricky or, unreasonable by any means.
Tiger Woods began his day with a triple bogey. He played relatively well the rest of the front nine, but finished at 8 over par after a bogey and two double bogeys on the back nine.
It's frustrating because I hit the ball. I'm hitting it well. In the last, I think, four tournaments, I have not putted well. And so if I can putt like I did at the beginning of the year, we got something. I just haven't done that.
Like Woods, Jordan Spieth is also 8 over par. That's the lowest score in a major round in his career. Rory McIlroy shot 10 over par in round one, and Phil Mickelson shot 7 over. Players began teeing off for round two at 5:45 this morning. And this round will air beginning at 9 o'clock this morning on Fox Sports 1, switches over to the main Fox channel at 3:30 this afternoon. In the first match of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, the host team Russia crushed Saudi Arabia 5-0 on Thursday. Denis Sharashev led the home team with two goals. Today there are three matches on the schedule. At 7 this morning, Egypt will take on Uruguay in the Egyptians' first World Cup game since 1990. They got started about 16 minutes ago. At 10 a.m., Morocco will face Iran. And at 1 this afternoon, Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal will play against his Real Madrid teammate Sergio Ramos and 10th-ranked Spain. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2 on Thursday night in Pensacola. The Blue Wahoos scored all four of their runs in the first two innings of the game. Connor Justice and Brendan Sanger scored in the eighth inning for the Bay Bears, but Mobile was unable to complete the comeback. Tonight, Mobile and Pensacola will play the third game of their five-game series. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. Just over 1 year after four people were shot at a Republican team practice for the annual congressional baseball game, Democrat and Republican members of Congress were back at Nationals Park on Thursday night for the 57th playing of the game. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was among those shot last April. He suffered life-threatening injuries that day and has had many surgeries and a grueling rehab since. Scalise still walks with crutches, but started at second base for the GOP.
I still need two crutches to really move around. Don't quite have the balance to be able to, to move at a good pace.
Here's ESPN's John Anderson last night calling the first play of the game.
He went from Capitol Hill to second base at Nationals Park tonight. The majority whip bats, throws, votes right. First batter of the game, there's Scalise. He's still walking some with a cane, but went out there without it here. And look at that, grounder right at him. Fields it cleanly, makes the throw, and then he just got mobbed by everybody like he clinched the pennant. GOPO, grand old putout right there. Look at him, I still got it. Please also participated in the congressional blood drive earlier Thursday, donating a pint and revealing it took 20 pints to help save his life last year.
What a great night to have Steve Scalise back out there. Unfortunately for the Republicans, the rest of the night did not go so well for their squad. The Democrat team ended up winning 21-5. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I don't know if you've had a chance to see one of the still pictures that came from last night's game, and it has helping out to second base. Two people walking with them, and that Capitol Police Special Agents Crystal Griner and David Bailey. They are walking them out. And of course, both of those officers were shot in the interchange of gunfire there at that practice. But they walked Steve Scalise out. I thought it was pretty special.
Yeah, and Scalise was wearing a Capitol Police hat the entire night, too.
I'm so happy we don't forget them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I'll pop this up on the Twitter. You can see the picture I'm talking about. I think it's pretty special. All right, 7:19, coming right back.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Dr. Curry McAvoy. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio. Summertime's here and the living's stingy and bitey. I think about my backyard. You got fire ants on the ground, you got mosquitoes in the air, and I need Arrow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mobile is the area for definitely for fire ants, and mosquitoes is almost a year-round problem for us.
Oh, you got to tackle something that's, two different critters out there that are kind of ruining our backyards for us. How do you do that?
Well, we'll create a customized plan specifically for your needs, whether it be our fire ant program or a mosquito program that we can put in place for you.
Okay, so the fire ants take over somebody's backyard. Does Arrow have a way to keep them at bay so I can get back out barefooted? Can you get rid of fire ants?
Yes, we can come out and we'll send an evaluator out to take a look at that property and figure out specific areas that we need to treat, and we can take care of the fire ants for you.
All right, so we're going after mosquitoes, we're going after fire ants. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin, so I am planning a family party around that information. Get rid of those fire ants, get rid of those mosquitoes.
Absolutely, we've got 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Good morning, everyone. With the Flumets at Speedway.com traffic center, a few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways, including the 46 and 66 mile marker. That's going to be northbound 65. State troopers are there along I-10 as showers are now moving into the Pensacola area. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, through the city, looking good with no other wrecks in the roadways. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Kick off your summer with 20% off any 50-minute service or more. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065. Traffic.
722 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Passengers on American Airlines Flight 5841 stranded for hours at Mobile Regional Airport overnight after their flight arrived nearly 3 hours late from Dallas. So let's make sure we have all the facts straight here. So the plane is delayed by 3 hours. Two passengers who contacted our news partners at WKRG about 1:30 this morning said the plane arrived at a closed airport and passengers on the plane were waiting on the tarmac for someone to open the gate and disembark the plane. The captain told the passengers he had never encountered a situation like this one before, according to the passengers who contacted News 5. A flight tracking website, FlightAware.com, confirms the flight arrived in Mobile at 12:53 this morning, 2 hours and 41 minutes after its scheduled arrival time. Dalton, you were telling me you heard that they had to get... So everybody was gone?
Yeah.
Like in small towns, they rolled up the streets at midnight. Everything was put up and the plane comes and there's no one to put the jetway out there to...
Yeah,
to get them off.
How embarrassing for the city that this would happen. But a similar situation happened to me. My brother was flying in from Houston not too long ago, I guess. Whenever that flood in Houston was, I guess that was last hurricane season.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he flew in. His bag was actually left in Houston because the airport flooded, I believe. But he flew in just as the Mobile airport was closing. Can't remember which airlines, but we were trying to figure out how to get his bag back last year. And they had one attendant working the front desk, but he was also the one that was supposed to deload the plane. So we had to wait for him to deload another plane just to get him to put in the report that we were missing a bag. Took us an hour waiting there.
And that's nothing compared to sitting in a seat in a plane you've been in since you left Dallas.
Yeah,
I wonder if the air conditioning was still on, though. I mean, how hot it could be sitting there at nighttime. I mean, and sometimes smaller planes, they run out of food, if there was any type of food.
Yeah, I don't know if they had the drinks. If the UPC was hooked up hooked up because there'd be nobody there. But you said that they had to get somebody here in Mobile. They had to get somebody from
Yeah, WKRG said that they had to call a manager, an airport manager who lives 2 hours away from the airport. They had to wait for this manager to drive.
By the way, why does the airport manager live 2 hours away?
But great question.
It's another.
So they were waiting there on the tarmac. They were waiting for an hour and a half, like they mentioned there. But just because we didn't have anyone at the airport because they closed, I don't know if there was some sort of miscommunication. They didn't realize that a plane was coming in so late. But, you know, that just shouldn't happen.
Yeah, agreed, for sure. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Well, I have a story where I'm talking about passengers as well, but this one is regarding this roller coaster, this dramatic video.
Holy cow.
Right. Jaw-dropping video. If this happened in Daytona Beach, okay, roller coaster derailed. Cell phone video shows riders dangling from the coaster's car. Six people taken to the hospital. This happened last night. Two riders fell from the front car of the Sandblaster. They dropped more than 30 feet to the ground. And get this, this is what's new this morning. The Daytona Beach ride has a very spotty maintenance record.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. That could have played a role in this derailment. This is according to CBS News. They say that there were 10 riders on a chain of three cars, two of which fell out of the front car to the ground from approximately a 34-foot height. The other two were dangling from the front car. That's from the Daytona Beach Fire Department spokesperson. A witness says they heard a big, loud boom, and we just took off running. Everybody started screaming. We ran over and saw the cart dangling. So the Sandblaster has been a huge fixture on the Daytona Beach boardwalk since 2013. But according to the Daytona Beach News Journal, the ride was put to rest last year after a state inspector discovered more than a dozen safety violations. Now, despite that, though, the roller coaster was still rolling. So investigators right now trying to figure out why that car even came off the tracks. And they're also reaching out to the operator of the roller coaster, but have not yet heard back from that person. Scary situation. And you may think, well, why do I care? You know, this is Daytona Beach. Because this is the time of year where you hop on roller coasters. So you have to be mindful of safety when having fun in that type of excitement. Bringing it closer to home, Mobile Bay Keeper alerting you that before you hop in the water this weekend for some fun, there are some sites that have tested above the EPA recommended safe limit for swimming. Camp Beckwith, Camp Dixie in Alberta, they're telling you to exercise caution when swimming or fishing in those areas. A second update is expected today. There is good news, though. Escambia Avenue, Fairhope Public Beach, Key Avenue, Orange Street Pier Beach, Pirates Cove, Spanish Cove, and Vallanta Avenue. They have tested within the safe bacteria limit for today. If you'd like more information, there's a swim guide program which keeps you informed. Just go to mobilebaykeeper.org/swim. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 727 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Dr. Bill Williams and our weekend weather scale, and I'm not thinking we're going to get much out of it, but hopefully he'll kind of round out when you should be planning your outside activities, most likely in the morning. He'll lay that out. Also look at the tropics, that grouping of thunderstorms down towards the southwest Gulf of Mexico. What's that all about? We'll get to that in a little bit. Also, list out from the folks over at YouGov, it's what Dad actually wants for Father's Day this year. They said a survey out there of fathers say, majority of fathers say they get what they don't want each year. And that's like the ties, sweaters, you know, all that kind of stuff. Another survey asked Dad, what would you actually want for Father's Day? Okay, so top 10 gifts Dad says he wants. Here you go. Nice dinner out. Huh. I don't know. As a dad, I like a nice dinner in, but nice dinner out.
Is that with family?
Yeah, well, maybe nice dinner out without the kids.
Is peace and quiet on this list?
Yeah, it should be 1 through 5. A nice bottle of booze, spirits. I'll get to this in a second. A watch, a vacation, clothing, smart speaker, steak dinner at home, bing, bing, tickets to a sporting event, beer, and expensive coffee, like fancy coffee. Ooh. But I thought about
who
this, too.
Who are these
too.
Dads?
They're cool dads. I was thinking about our friends at Cottage Hill Package. If you go tonight, they've got their cigar event going on.
Nice.
With the OWL, all their La Flor Dominica products. It's your chance to come
say
check out.
Say with your accent. Come on.
What? La Flor Dominica?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, you're with it. You can come out to get some Cuban food tonight. Also take home free swag from La Flor Dominica cigars. And while you're there, maybe buy, I don't know, beer, a nice bottle of booze, cigars for Dad. See, hint, hint, get those gifts. Talk more about that coming up. Dr. Bill joins us right after News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A boat are missing on the Tom Bigbee River. The Coast Guard confirms the man was thrown overboard when his boat hit something in the river. This happened near McIntosh off Highway 43 near the Olin Chemical Plant. The Coast Guard and local agencies are searching by water and air. Pensacola police described a man wanted for a deadly hit and run as public enemy number one. Investigators believe Marquise Wallace was driving a white Dodge Challenger that hit three people on West Cervantes Street last week. Two of the victims died, including an eight-month-old baby. According to authorities, Wallace was driving 94 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. There's a $3,000 reward in that case. A mother of five is being treated for a possible case of Vibrio vulnificus after a trip to Mobile Bay. Brittany Hallman is out of the hospital. Hallman and her family were at Fairhope Municipal Beach. She chased after her two-year-old who ran into the water.
My foot was extremely swollen, double the size that it normally would be.
She's being treated for the flesh-eating bacteria that thrives in brackish water. The Baldwin County Health Department has confirmed two cases of Vibrio this summer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. This week only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 24 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
President Trump tweets the Justice Department report on the FBI probe of Hillary Clinton's email server is, quote, a total disaster for Comey, his minions, and sadly, the FBI. Correspondent Abby Phillips says the report takes Comey to task for not following proper procedures.
The Inspector General did not challenge the conclusion that Clinton should not have been prosecuted, and they found no evidence that the conclusions by the prosecutors were affected by bias or other improper considerations.
New York's Attorney General is suing the Donald J. Trump Foundation for violating state and federal laws governing nonprofits.
The petition also alleges the president used the foundation to promote his hotels and other businesses, to buy personal items, and to settle his legal obligations, including a $100,000 payment to settle legal claims against his Mar-a-Lago club.
Correspondent Athena Jones. The leader of the Pakistan Taliban has been killed by a U.S. drone. Mohammad Rodmanish had led the group since 2013. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The corporate marriage between AT&T and Time Warner has now officially taken place. Now, all that's left to see is what kind of reception the union gets. The merger is expected to shape the way we stream TV and movies and how much we'll pay for the opportunity to do so. What's more, it's expected to usher in a new era of wheeling and dealing among major players in the media and telecom worlds. Shares of H&R Block down for a second session in a row following the tax preparer's announcement it would close 400 offices in response to the new tax law that could simplify the average person's return. As more people opt for do-it-yourself software such as TurboTax, H&R Block says it will invest in new technology and focus on retaining customers by providing a range of options for them to file their taxes. Crude oil down 3 cents at $66.86 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures pointing to broad losses after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stack out deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center now that the showers to move through, the roadways are drying off. It looks a lot better now. From Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway, no real delays. Eastbound I-10 right by Water Street is where your traffic's starting to back up heading into the tunnels. But downtown, beyond that, a perfect start. If you're traveling now from Government Street, Cottage Hill, Airport, Dolphin, to Moffitt, 65, no delays yet on the way in this morning. Heart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. They've got great deals now on their used golf carts from Yamaha. Call 287-2547 for Cart Doctor. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You told us earlier in the week to be ready for a pretty rainy pattern this week, and that is for sure.
Yeah, with this low pressure system in the upper atmosphere right over the central Gulf Coast, it's going to be another day of showers and thunderstorms. We already have some activity that's to the north of Mobile, but it's more sliding over toward Pensacola. But we will see other showers and thunderstorms develop through the day. That's going to keep temperatures in the 80s, around 85, 86, maybe as high as 88 degrees, but should stay in the 80s. Now, tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, low in the low 70s. And then for the weekend, looks like Sunday's the best day. Mostly cloudy for Saturday. Good chance then for thunderstorms tomorrow due to that same low pressure system and then the upper atmosphere. So temperatures tomorrow could get as high as 88 degrees. On Sunday, that low begins to dissipate. We'll have partly cloudy skies, but we will see some afternoon thunderstorms. And high temperature on Sunday of around 88, possibly getting to 90 degrees. On Monday, high pressure begins to build over us. Just a few afternoon thunderstorms and the temperatures of 90 to 92 degrees. So we're going to see definitely a reduction in the number of thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. But, of course, today and tomorrow, quite a bit of thunderstorm activity.
Okay, so is it going to be like it has been where there's been storms on the coast in the morning? Just trying to plan out. If people are heading to Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, when's their best chance to get outside?
Of course, tomorrow with that low in the upper atmosphere over us, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms over the water and over the land. It's going to be hard to escape this activity tomorrow. Sunday, though, it looks like we will see a definite improvement with more of the afternoon thunderstorms over the land.
Well, that's a good deal. That's Father's Day, and you know, maybe we can get outside with Dad and do something. All right, Dr. Bill. Well, Father's Day on the way, the weekend on the way, and it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. It lies somewhere between 1 and 2. Dr. Bill, what say you?
Well, we have to take into account quite a bit of thunderstorm activity around tomorrow, but definitely an improvement on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1.6830.
Listen, with what you had already told us, I would have even thought it'd be lower than that. So that's a positive.
Yes, it is.
All right. Although I bet you if we go back, not that I'm just continuing this crusade, but we go back, the weather was really good for Mother's Day weekend, I bet. And Father's Day, we get the, 1.6. All right, Dr. Bill, I will check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with her forecast. Remember, all hurricane season long, keep up with Dr. Bill for tropical weather updates. And I want to give you one more heads up. So I mentioned that tonight, my buddies, the Manises, are having a cigar event. This is tonight with the La Flor Dominica products. Also, your chance to grab a plate of Cuban cuisine, which they do a fantastic job. I am obviously probably told y'all 1,000 times, big fan of Cuban food. If you never had any, you need to go get some tonight. Plus all the swag from the cigar manufacturers. The event is free to enter. And if a free cigar event is not enough for you, you walk up to the front bar where Biloxi Brewing is going to be hosting a tasting of their brews. Biloxi Blonde Ale, Biloxi Pale Ale, and their Salty Dog Ghost. All happening at the same time. So you got cigars in the back, beer up front, and a chance to buy the best gift for Father's Day while you're there. It's all happening in one place tonight, starting at 6 o'clock at Cottage Hill Package, online at cottagehillpackage.com, or find them on Facebook.
You are dropping some serious hints as to what would make a certain father very, very happy. That's smart, Dad, right there.
Yeah, there's a few of those Biloxi beers I can give you pictures of to shop for.
Oh, you can call it for research purposes.
Of course, only for research purposes. All right, 7:38, we'll check weather again with Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. Also, what's cooking with Alec Naiman and the traffic with Kane, all straight ahead.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
When a child plays with blocks, the skills of a future engineer, rocket scientist, contractor, and architect are developing. A child on the playground is practicing the skills of a future athlete. When a child creates art, the skills of a future illustrator, author, and artist are being discovered. In a first-class pre-K classroom, children do all these things and discover a lifetime love of learning. For more information on pre-K, go to children.alabama.gov or just Google pre-K in Alabama. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Early Childhood Education, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now. In oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy, standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
7:42 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. A 20-year-old accused in the shooting death of a single mother was denied youthful offender status Thursday in court. Harold Wallace Jr. is a 20-year-old. He is charged with capital murder in the death of 22-year-old Tamara White. This happened back in March of 2017. The young woman, she was hit by a bullet while she was just waiting in the parking lot of the McDonald's in Spring Hill. Judge John Lockett heard the case and denied that youthful offender status. So once that request was denied, Wallace then pleaded not guilty to capital murder. The next court date is July 25th, and that is how they will decide the exact date as to when they move closer to a trial date. Want to tell you this as I scroll through my headlines right here. This is what we were talking about earlier in the show. So the question is how to make Pritchard and the residents who live in the city feel safe, the businesses who operate there feel safe. This question being prompted by the recent data coming from the FBI that says in 2016, the FBI identifies Pritchard as one of the most dangerous cities in Alabama, where being a victim of crime is about 1 in 14. So this is why multiple law enforcement agencies were in Pritchard on Thursday discussing a new initiative that would help state, county, city, and other local resources to be able to work together and help bring these crime statistics down. The mayor of Pritchard, Jimmy Gardner, says, "I can tell you they are here to assist with the city in making it stronger, making you feel safer, and allowing you to have that kind of life that you desire and deserve." Richard Moore, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama, says, "The model we are using in our strategic plan is the same being used across the United States. This is two parts. One is the operational part. The other part is preparing the community. They will see more of us as citizens. We're interested in something sustainable, not just a raid. We want a better Pritchard going forward after here, and we're all committed to doing that. So here's the issue. Not much of a plan has been revealed yet to the city. They do admit that more, there'll be a larger police presence coming soon, but there's no date, there's no timetable. So we were talking about, well, why would you have a press conference and not give many details, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I said was this. The city of Pritchard, unfortunately, as you hear from these stats, okay, 1 in 14 is a victim of crime. They know that if they just tell you we're going to have a press conference to tell you what's coming down the pike soon, not much media would be very interested.
Okay, fair enough. So, I mean, it's a strategy to get the cameras out there.
Absolutely. And it also informs the citizens and the businesses there that, listen, help is coming. So if you are concerned, if you think we don't hear you, we do hear you. They may have used this opportunity to pull one over on us, the media, to get you out there, get you concerned, get your cameras rolling. And now we know who the power players are. So the next time we see these people, there's going to be some goodness coming from them, and they're going to alert us to as to what's happening in the city in real time. I like it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 7:45. We'll be right back.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects in a crime spree across Florida, including a carjacking in Pensacola, are in custody. Leslie Proctor and Anastasia Conan have been on the run for 2 weeks. They allegedly carjacked a woman outside a library in Pensacola. On Wednesday, police say they crashed their car in Jackson, Mississippi, and ran off. Police found Conan injured in a ditch and took her to a hospital. Yesterday, they found Proctor and took him into custody. The two are wanted for robberies in Miami and also have warrants out in Arkansas, Iowa, and Illinois. A 20-year-old Robertsdale man remains in the Florida hospital after being rescued from the waters of Perdido Pass. An Orange Beach police officer is credited with saving that man and another in the rough waters of the pass earlier this week.
If you step off that sandbar, you're going to get sucked out.
Officer Jeremy Moat says the pass can be treacherous for swimmers. Passengers on an American Airlines flight were calling our newsroom after sitting on the tarmac at Mobile Regional Airport for an hour and a half last night because the airport had closed and there was no one to deboard the plane. A manager had to be called in from 2 hours away. The passengers finally got off the plane about 1:30 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
7:45, FM Talk 106.5. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about some vehicles that are priced right. Larry, what do you got on the lot for me?
Absolutely. We got some great vehicles. We got four that's $5,000 or less. Two of them had to be trucks. One of them's a 2006 regular cab, automatic, full-size Silverado that's a local one owner. Then we have a 2003 extended cab Ford F-150. Both of them in great shape. Then we got a 2005 Mercedes C230 Sport and a 2009 Chevrolet Cobalt Coupe with a premium package. It's got under 100,000 miles.
This is great. And also, tell folks about the checks that these vehicles go through before we even check them out at LCM.
Well, obviously, when we're trading them in, we give them a good thorough checking out, and then as soon as we make the deal, we send them to the mechanics and get them serviced and checked out again, and then we put them on the lot. As soon as they're on the lot, we go through them one more time just to make sure we've got everything, that we didn't miss anything.
I love that. Gives us confidence. And give us directions to come check out the inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Talking about the weekend ahead, too, the 16th Annual Mystic Striper Society Fishing Rodeo. That is tomorrow. And you've got both a great party and a great fishing tournament. Details online if you go look at the Mystic Stripers page on Facebook. We'll link that up as well. Tickets are $25. Part of that, a donation to St. Jude's Charity. So fantastic charity and a great fishing tournament with offshore and inshore going on. And let's do this. Looking for a Father's Day thing to do. Father's Day weekend, I got a pair of tickets for you and Dad. if you'll be caller number six right now at 343-0106, 343-0106. This is headquartered out of Dolphin Island Marina, fishing tomorrow. And I got two tickets for you for caller number six at 343-0106 for the 16th Annual Mystic Striper Society Fishing Rodeo. Good luck. Now let's check sports. Here's Dalton.
All right, thank you, Sean. Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After one round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills, so far the course is winning by a score of 151-5. Only five players out of 156 golfers are at even par or better after one day of carnage. With a lengthened course, tight fairways, and brutal wind conditions, the average score in round one was 76.5. Scott Gregory would have been happy with a 76. He shot a 92. That's 22 over par, the worst round at the U.S. Open since 2002. After the first round, there were four players tied for the lead at one under par. Number one ranked Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Russell Henley, and Scott Piercy. Former Auburn Tiger Jason Duffner's right behind that crew at even par. Actually, three of those guys are on the course right now. Russell Henley and Dustin Johnson both one under. They're tied at, for the lead at two under par, and Duffner also got a birdie this morning. He's now tied with three others at one under par. After Dustin Johnson's round yesterday, he spoke with the media.
I felt like the USGA did a great job with the setup. I felt like it was fair. It was it was hard, but it was fair. It wasn't anything tricky or unreasonable by any means.
Yesterday, Tiger Woods began his day with a triple bogey, played relatively well the rest of the front nine, but he finished at eight over par after a bogey and two double bogeys on the back nine.
It's frustrating because I hit the ball. I'm hitting it well. In the last, I think, four tournaments, I have not putted well. And so if I can putt like I did at the beginning of the year, we got something. I just haven't done that.
This morning, Woods is one under through two holes. Jordan Spieth finished yesterday eight over par. That's the lowest score in a major round in his career. Rory McIlroy shot 10 over par in round one, and Phil Mickelson shot seven over. In the first match of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, the host team Russia crushed Saudi Arabia 5-0 Thursday. Denis Cheryshev led the home team with two goals. Today, there are three matches on the schedule. Right now, Egypt and Uruguay in halftime tied 0-0. It's the Egyptians' first World Cup game since 1990. At 10 a.m., Morocco will face Iran, and at 1 this afternoon, Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal will play against his Real Madrid teammate Sergio Ramos and 10th-ranked Spain. Just over 1 year after four people were shot at a Republican team practice for the annual congressional baseball game, Democrat and Republican members of Congress were back at Nationals Park on Thursday night for the 57th playing of the game. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was among those shot last April. He suffered life-threatening injuries that day and has had many surgeries and a grueling rehab since. Scalise still walks with crutches, but started at second base for the GOP.
I still need two crutches to really move around. Don't quite have the balance to be able to, to move at a good pace.
Here's ESPN's John Anderson calling the first play of the game last night.
He went from Capitol Hill to second base at Nationals Park tonight. The majority whip bats, throws, votes right. First batter of the game, there's Scalise. He's still walking some with a cane, but went out there without it here. Look at that, grounder right at him. Fields it cleanly, makes the throw, and then he just got mobbed by everybody. Like he clinched the pennant.
So cool. That was an inspiring image last
night.
That
music also makes it just heartwarming.
It does. The rest of the night did not go so well for the Republican team. Democrat team ended up winning 21-5. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Showers have moved on, and it's a good ride from Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway downtown. So far, the few accidents we've had have been minor. Not bad as you're traveling up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland off the interstate. Mobile Police Department are clear. Tomorrow night at Flemington Speedway in Flemington, Alabama, the late models return with four other divisions running, and bring Dad for a chance to win a new Lodge cast iron Sportsman charcoal grill. Get the details at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and time to find out what's cooking. Oh, by the way, too, congratulations. I love this. Judson and Jackson Shores won tickets to fish tomorrow in the Mystic Stripers Society Fishing Rodeo. Perfect father and son team.
Awesome.
For Father's Day weekend. I love it. All right, speaking of Father's Day weekend coming up, we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman to find out what's cooking this weekend. Hey, Alec.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good. So, yeah, what are we doing for Dad this weekend?
Well, you know, I was going to cook some steaks, but they say it's going to rain. So I thought, well, let me do this, you know, little marinated ginger and Dijon grilled chicken, you know, just something simple. We'll fix Dad a steak no matter what, but ain't nothing fancy about that, you know. Hey, I tell you what we do here. I get a little olive oil and a little champagne vinegar, you know, and I grate me up some ginger and little coriander, grind me up some coriander and a little cumin and a couple of tablespoons of some Dijon mustard and a little black pepper. I mix all that together, I whip it all up, and I pour it over my chicken breast and let it marinate, you know, for a little while. And then I, when I'm ready, you go fire up the grill. I get the grill hot like I like it, and I go lay the chicken breast on it. I brush a little bit of that marinade on there, you know, keep it going while it's moist. It doesn't take 10, 12 minutes on the grill. That's about it, you know. And before you know it, boy, you're just eating some good old ginger and Dijon chicken, you know. And you can fix some potatoes. You can fix some rice dishes, whatever you go with. And it's just good stuff.
Well, know? what about even better is having you cook stuff for us and Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do that kind of stuff. I come to your house, give you a little five-star dinner, all that kind of stuff. Or you can call me and we'll make some stuff you can pick up, you know. We are making some things, people picking up stuff for Dad, you know. And we got the 4th of July coming up, you know. We got a bridal show coming up in a week and a half. And of course, Father's Day, you know, we got to honor our fathers and all that kind of stuff. So call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namanscatering.com, that kind of stuff. Like me on Facebook. What else can I tell you? I don't know. We just trying to have a good time out here, rain or shine.
That's right. You always do. Alec, as always, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Hey, man, you know, let's have a great weekend and just honor our papas, okay? And God bless the ones that just saying prayers, okay, buddy? God bless you and thank you.
Hey, all thanks. Right. Alec Naaman, and what's cooking? Do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, IG's report yesterday has many chins wagging. We'll get into that. Love to hear from you as well at 343-0106, 343-0106. Hey! Also, people texting in about the delay out at the airport that happened early this morning. We'll get into that as well. Y'all stay close.
When white mold is coming, you can feel it, like a bad omen. Anyone who grows peanuts knows white mold can take a farm by storm. And there's only so much you can do about it.
Actually, no.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, now there's Elatus, the fungicide with two powerful active ingredients that control white mold.
I'm not buying you.
If you want higher yields, you will. Because along with white mold, Elatus controls several other diseases, which means healthier plants and higher yield potential.
You don't say.
I do. In fact, trials have shown it can produce up to 800 more pounds of peanuts per acre than competitors.
You talk like you're full of tall tales.
More like scientific research. With such long-lasting control, Elatus really can bring yields that reach for the sky.
So when white mold is coming,
we'll be fully prepared. Visit SyngentaUS.com/Elatus to learn more.